We're back again, 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 again. Episode 480.
Damn.
Till Death. Till Death is the movie we're reviewing.
With Megan Fox.
And this, yes, starring Megan Fox. And this is the last night of this wheel, of this, the month of Heavy D, the month of Till Death Do Us Part. We're going to be diving into strong women of horror in March. And that's going to be a fun one. I do have to add one more movie to this wheel, which I will. But I'm just letting you guys know that. But so, Till Death is what we're reviewing tonight. And this one was surprisingly good.
Exactly. I thought it was going to be a fun, because you hear Megan Fox, she's not, like, she's gorgeous, okay? But she's not like a superstar. Like, you hear she's in a movie, you're like, I'm like, you're like, she's in something, you're like, it's probably gonna be like,
I'm with you on that. And what's funny about that too is, like you said, she's an attractive woman. That's fine, that's cool. But I don't watch movies for like attractive people, you know what I mean?
Me either.
Like, I can't watch a movie just because somebody's, I mean, if it's porn, that's different, but you know, you're looking for a, like, oh man, she's fine as hell. Hell yeah, I want to see. Never mind. Anyway, with these, you know, with a horror movie, whatever type of movie, I'm just like, oh, I just hope it's entertaining. I don't care how they look, but
don't take her seriously, isn't it?
That's very true, Mike. That's fair to say. But she did good in this. She did good enough in this. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh my God, she deserves an award for it. She wasn't bad in this movie. Like, I'm not going to bash her. She wasn't bad in this at all, honestly. And honestly, I don't think she's too bad in horror. Hey, so am I, bro. So am I. I mean,
no, she's
got a show for it.
Yeah, like Jennifer's Body too. That was not bad either. She did pretty good.
Wasn't bad in that. I think.
So yeah, she does make a good horror. Like horror movies. She does pretty good in horror movies.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Other than that, I think the only other movie really that I can remember top of my head now is when she was in Transformers.
Only other movies. Transformers. I'm sure I've seen her in other shit. I just can't remember besides Transformers and
Turtles. I can't remember either. Just Turtles Transformers movies. Just popped
up. The newest live action ones. Ninja she Turtles, was in those two right. movies.
Yep.
And she wasn't horrible in those either. She didn't bother me in those. She's all right.
Yeah.
She wasn't awful. She was all right. She didn't bother me. She wasn't like the original April, of course. It fit. I think it fit for what they were doing with that, with the story they did in that. Yeah, she was in the first. Well, those two were the first two. They were going to. But shit, how's everybody doing though? How you doing, James? How you doing, Mike? While you're here?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Same. Punched out right before fucking going live. Finishing, you know, I had to work. Sometimes you got to work some overtime, work to the wire, but I'm doing great now.
I hear you.
I was doing good then. I'm not going to say I was doing bad because I work from home today, but I'm doing great now. I'm happy. Happier. Happier.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit, let's dive. You know what? Let's dive into the ratings first. Early ratings first,
all right,
and then we can dive into this film. And I'm actually gonna let you go first this time.
All right. Okay. So I told you this in the chat or in person. I think at work. This to me feels like a better version of Gerald's Game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I gave Gerald's Game a 6. I'm giving this a 7.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm with you on that 7 right now. What did I give Gerald's Game? Okay, but we both gave him a 6. Yeah, so I'm with you on the 7. Because I do agree. I think it was better. Definitely more brutal, more violent. It was just fucking from...
I understand Gerald's Game was more psychological.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
But this was more entertaining because... She was not just like basically trapped.
Well,
but there was shit going on. Like there was a killer coming.
Honest. Then again, let's
and all that shit.
Then again, you know what? You could say this is definitely psychological too, though. Think about this shit. Her husband kills, you know, offs himself right in front of her in bed, handcuffs her. All right, so, you know, they have their night, whatever, which their relationship is very, very rocky. Go to the lake house, you know, they have their night, like I said. Wake up in the morning and they're handcuffed together. And she's like, what's this about? And he's like, what does he say? I have a surprise for you, or you'll see. And then,
yeah, he's basically, yeah, he's in there, a surprise for you. He's just saying shit.
And then shot him.
I forgot the exact words, but he was acting all depressed and like he knew, like you're sitting there listening, you're like, oh fuck, he knows that she was cheating.
Oh yeah, she
on
was
him.
Cheating. She was definitely cheating on him.
And but he was basically saying, I got a surprise for you. And then he just boom, blows his brains out. So now he's handcuffed because in his head, I kill myself handcuffed to her. She can't drag me around. She can't run.
Can't do nothing.
She's
trapped. Which is just...
So she's dragging his body around trying to... And after that, her husband set up this whole fucking thing.
Yeah, but let's...
All because he was a crooked lawyer or something. They're auditing or raiding his law firm or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to go to prison or something. So he was like, I don't think so. My wife is cheating at me. I'm going to get revenge on this bitch.
Boy, did he.
Yeah, so before killing himself, he set this whole plan up with a guy that she met. Oh, by the way, he met the main character she was in a crime, getting stabbed in the back or something, and he was like the lawyer for her case. They became a couple. That's why her husband knew the guy was getting out on parole.
Mm.
So he told her where she was and say, I have money in a safe.
Okay.
Diamonds in a safe. And she's also going to be here. To set her up. So the guy who she put in prison can come and get revenge on her. So this husband was fucked up.
That's a fucking understatement. Definitely wasn't husband of the year.
All those diamonds were in that. And this fucked up. He got her a necklace that can't come off.
Yes, yes.
Once it's locked on, it's locked. And it's all diamonds, so you can't... Diamonds are hardest
in
the world, so you can't just cut them and break them. That's why they tried to bolt cut them and they wouldn't break.
Yeah, and that's why the dude was like...
You can't.
What did he say? But we'll get to that. But the whole mirror thing. Remember when he was like... Because they get into the safe. They crack the safe. Open the safe up, and there's a note in there, and it's like the diamonds are close to her.
The diamonds are close
to her heart. And then that's how the whole necklace thing comes into play. And they're about to try to. At first, dude was like, "All right, we got to cut her head off because the necklace doesn't break, doesn't come off, as we were just saying, because the diamond and shit." But just everything leading up to that was just wild.
Yeah, it's insane.
Because the crazy thing is, it starts out with her with the other dude. I'm thinking, like,
cheating on him. It was the last night she was breaking it off. She's like, we got to stop doing this. She was going to try to, I guess, work on with her husband. Mm-hmm. Even though she didn't act like it. She was like ignoring him when she was there with him.
They didn't like each other.
And, yeah,
I feel like it was.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird.
But I mean, from how they got together and all, I feel like it was just kind of like circumstance. Like, oh, you saved me from this. And then it was just like, you know, you're attractive, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I got money. Let's get married.
He was probably a smooth talker.
And then just boom. You see where it led to. And I'm just.
But he even dragged the guy into it in the plan. He had her, like, she called him.
Oh, yeah.
The husband called the guy, said, I need you up here, blah, blah, blah. So but then he blew his brains out after. So when this dude comes up here, it was a setup that he was going to walk in on it and have him get set up for it type thing. But then the fucking two guys that come up, the prisoner, the one that got out of prison, kills him. I expect him to die so quick.
I did.
When he, I thought he was there with her. I thought he was going to try to help her, like drag her, like, oh, we got to hide or something. I was like, damn, they took him out pretty quick.
When he came back, or no, when he went outside like that, I knew something was going to happen. I knew something was going to happen. Just because I'm like, because those guys pulled up and I'm like, okay, there's no way that they're just going to go and leave or whatever. When, you know, can I come in and use the bathroom? Oh, the facilities are broken. Da, 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 da. I'm just like, yeah, you know that it's not going to just end there with them leaving peacefully. It never does. Mm. It never does. I was just waiting for something and something definitely fucking happened. Something definitely happened.
They did have her, like, she's a good survivor. She survives really good. She was dragging, she was like planning out her every move. She was dragging her husband around pretty good. Like the quickness too. Like when they came out the door, she just dropped down on her back because the snow was so deep. And then he just walked by her and shit. They had her really smart.
She did really good with shit like that. Like just in general with the what else did she do?
She did make a couple mistakes, though.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's going to happen.
She had no choice but to leave the hose for siphoning the gas. I understand that part in the truck. But she went in and took the fucking shoes and jacket off of her dead boyfriend. And when they see that, of course, they're going to notice his shoes and jackets off him. He's dead. He can't get up and take his shit off.
Yeah.
That's why the brother was like pointing down, like being quiet. He's like looking down. And they seen him, like, had no shoes on and shit. They're like, she's in the fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, type shit. So.
Yeah.
And she did get lucky the one time. But
a few times.
She set the fucking car alarm off. She lucky she had the keys in her hand still. Because they're, like, both meeting her at the door. And he was coming up the stairs. She's, like, right in the middle.
The boat. So, remember the part where she gets into the, what the fuck do they call those shits? In a little boat thing where you have the boats parked, but it's still in the water, but it's like a little shed around it. Because wasn't it something?
Oh, no, boathouse? A boathouse?
No, it wasn't a boathouse because it was inside because the boat wasn't in water, right? No, it was just in a shed or a little garage or whatever. Never mind.
Yeah, it was their garage.
That's right, yeah. Cause she, but no, what I was getting at though is because remember how she's handcuffed to him in the boat, right? And she gets through the thing with the. How does she fucking. She gets the handcuff off for the time being.
Yeah, she cut her husband's arm off, I think.
Yeah, she cut his hand off.
Yeah.
And, which was pretty cool. From that, because they hear the banging of the anchor and all that, so they go in there, they look around, they pull the blanket back. She's not in there.
Yeah.
Pan back, and she's under the boat or some shit. And I'm just like, wow. Out of all the places, they looked all over that shit. Nobody looks under the boat until I forgot what the fuck happens next. But I'm just like,
there's usually like something that makes a noise.
That's what it was. It was a noise or something.
But because usually people will hide under the blanket. But they made her seem really smart. So she was like, I'm going to go where they're not going to look.
But again, she was that. I guess you can kind of give her the street smarts / survival skills in a sense because of the whole criminal past she had.
Yeah.
We could just throw it to that. We'll just throw it to that because I don't know what else to throw it to when it comes to that. But I was entertained with this one though, man. I was really entertained with this one, James. I'm still surprised by it though. I'm still surprised by it.
I thought it was gonna be a fucking bummer. I was like, oh, this is gonna be trash.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm just like, fuck.
But no, it was pretty entertaining. Like, it was constant stuff going on. It was like, I was like, oh, shit. He's killed herself. She's trapped. I was like, oh, it's going to be like Gerald's Game. But she's trapped with a body in the snow. Of course, she can't run. She'll freeze to death out there. I was like, so what's going to happen here? But then it was all the setup shit started happening. I was like, oh, this is better. I was like, this has more shit going on here. Okay.
And to have all this shit planned out, of course it didn't go according to plan, but just to have all that craziness planned out, like, look, man, here's where the diamonds are, this, that, and the third, I'm going to do this and this. So it was like he wanted her dead, but he didn't want to do it himself.
Yep. Because he could have shot her in himself, then himself after.
Maybe he only had that one. There was only one bullet in the gun, though, we find out.
Yeah, but he could have put two.
Oh, you know, yeah, of course, of course, of course.
But no, he planned this out. He wanted, this was like a personal evil thing. Because he wanted to take out the guy she was sleeping with. Yeah. So it was like a whole, yeah, this guy was sick in the head. This motherfucker is like, I'm dying. I'm going to take my, set you up with shit because cheating on me, bitch. I'm getting revenge. Even though found out that she was talking to him like she was going crazy. Like, who, like, you weren't cheating on me. I didn't see the lipstick on your collar.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All that, mentioned, shit. All that shit. Yeah.
And
so,
yo, you know what hit me too, what dawned on me, like later in the movie, remember the scene where her and her husband, they go out to dinner or whatever. He makes her wear the red dress, which he should have just let her wear whatever, but whatever. Anyway, they go out to dinner, and then when she goes to the bathroom, and she's talking to the one chick in the bathroom, and she's just like basically trying to warn her. Mm-hmm. Without saying too much, and the girl's just like, yeah, she's like, I know it's none of my business, but then the girl's pretty much like, yeah, it's none of your business. And then you kind of see what kind of lifestyle and shit she's talking about, because she lives it, and she's probably, I'm sure she's been around it and seen as far as like the whole dating, you know what I mean, with the dates and how it all goes and all that other shit. She's like, look, this is how you're gonna this is how your life's gonna be, basically. Like, you're not gonna be happy. Look at my face. I don't look happy, this, that, and third. And you're just seeing it for the money right now, but money ain't everything. And, you know, I guess you get a little lesson from the movie too, I guess.
Guess so. And so let's talk about the main criminal guy. This guy's a fucking lunatic.
Brutal. The violent one, right? The real violent one, right?
You know, I don't understand. I don't understand how you can. Well, it was an accident, but I could see it in his eyes. Really try to kill your own brother.
Oh.
But that's not the problem part. So you've seen that in movies before. This guy's so psychotic, he kills his brother. You know, okay, whatever. It was on accident, he kills his brother. But how he was talking to him, like, and tried to kill him, but after he actually died, then he acted all sad. He was like, oh, Billy, oh my God. See what you made me do? And start blaming the girl. Like, he really cared, but in the beginning, he'll kill anybody.
I feel like it was money. That earlier, though, I feel like every time he threatened him, it was more of like a bluff type of deal. And then I feel like it'll just kind of be like, I have to be this tough guy. But then once that shit happened, he was like, oh, fuck. Which, honestly, was kind of cool. Because it definitely hit the soft spot in the back of his head, and he was hanging there, like, on them, you know, the metal hook things that you hang your coats and shit on?
Yeah.
And what happened was he jumped on his brother's back because he was getting ready to try to cut the girl's head, kill Megan Fox's character. And his brother jumped on his back to kind of restrain him, and he was just like trying to slam him, pretty much trying to get him off his back, slam him up against the wall or whatever. But when he did, he didn't know that. Bah! And I was like, oh. What I liked about that too, though, was like it happens, right? And then he steps forward. You look back and you see his feet. Well, you see it shows his feet kicking, and then it shows him just hanging there for a minute, then slides down and hits the ground. I'm like, they could have made it look gorier and all that. They did a good job with that scene.
You didn't need it
because I feel like it would have taken away from what was going on in the scene overall. And it wasn't like yes, there was blood in it, but it wasn't like one of those movies to where it was like real gory and you needed the gore. You wanted to see some blood, of course, but you didn't need like the gore. Just when the guy took himself out earlier in the movie with the gun. Other than that, you didn't need, you know what I mean? You didn't need like the overly bloody shit and all that other extra blood like we do for other films.
Yep.
But you know what? Really quick, I'm going to pull up the wheel for next month. Share screen.
Dun.
You know what's funny is I forgot. Oh, Queen Latifah is the artist for this one.
Oh.
So yeah. Just shuffle it a couple times. So Queen Latifah will be the artist of the month for March. And we'll see what happens from here on out after. Because there's gonna be some, you know, some changes, like I said, but I'm not gonna announce it until it happens. Or it's close.
The Witch of Oz.
Yeah.
I think this is a different one.
No, this is the one. The Witch. And this is one I actually wanted to see for a while, so I'm high up it.
Yeah, but the title don't look right. Wait a minute.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Never mind. Okay, the W's look like two
V's. Yeah, yeah. It's just because, well, I think you're seeing it more because of the pop-up thing and not the movie.
Yeah, yeah, poster. Yeah. Oh, perfect. All right. Nice. That, you never seen it. That's right. I told you about it before. I was like, you need to check that out. Yeah, that was, I think I seen it like 2 years ago. I forgot when it came out. Oh, what else we got here? High
tension.
Tension. Okay.
The Witch.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
Nah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see either one of these, but I'm excited. Copy. Remove. Stop sharing.
It'll be a fun week.
Hell yeah. I can't wait. Oh, I can and I can't. You know how that goes. But it's a fun week, a whole new month, a whole new theme.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And yeah, new music. New music. I hope you guys are checking it out.
What is it? What did you say? Powerful Women?
Strong. I mean, it's Mujeres Locas, strong which women. Is crazy women, but it's strong women in horror. That's the theme. Same thing, though. I just got to find. All right. But yeah, back to this though. I don't know if I'd watch it again. Like it was good, but it wasn't good enough to go. And I know I gave it a 7. I know we both gave it a 7, but it wasn't good enough to be like,
yeah.
It wasn't even good enough for me to recommend like a sturdy, you know what I mean? Like a sturdy stamp of approval. Well,
I can understand that. I see what you're saying.
It's worth checking out. I'll say that. It's worth the one time watch. I'll definitely say that. But like I said, it's not
like mind blowing.
For me, it's not that. For me, it's not a repeat. It's not something I can go back. It's not something I would go back to. It was fun though. It was fun. I'll give it that. It had some cool parts in it. It just wasn't one of those. Like, oh my god, yo, you gotta fucking tune in and see this shit. Like, you gotta watch this movie. And I can't wait to see a movie like that again. Like, as far as the ones we're podding for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens, people. We'll see what happens. I think I'm gonna keep this one short and sweet. And you got anything else to say about this one, James?
Well, the end really quick. How'd you like the ending?
Oh. Honestly, I liked it. I wasn't mad that she got away. You know, when they all fell in the ice. Because so, what happens is after the one guy's brother dies, Megan and the other dude would get into a tussle for a while. And at some point, she handcuffs, because she's out of the cuffs. That's another thing we forgot to say. The guy's brother got her out of the cuffs. Like, they made a deal and all this stuff. Got her out of the cuffs. So, just to keep that in mind, she ends up cuffing the other dude, like, handcuffing the other dude to her husband. But, of course, he's a stronger dude. He can move around. He can drag him way easier, of course, than the other way around than she was. But she still used it to her advantage to slow him down, this, that, and the third when she could. But they end up later in the, you know, later on in the chase and all this, the chase, the survival, the fight, the flight. They end up on the ice. Yep. And of course they fall in the ice. So the husband falls through the ice first. And of course, that drags one guy down, and he was already like grabbing her by the neck, so he pulls her down with them, and kind of
the normal thing, like people falling off the edge of a building, always grabs the person, brings them with you.
Exactly, and they were, like I said, they were tussling. And by the way, there was a knife involved. She stabbed him like in his shoulder, and then he grabs her, pulls her down. So as they're going under the water, he like, you know, pulls her down more, and he has his arm around her like this, and she reaches back, grabs a knife. Boom, stabs him in the eye.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah.
Which, real quick, actually, was awesome because remember earlier in the movie where you see a guy with an eye patch on and she has like a flashback of it.
That was him.
No, I know that. And like a picture in her pocket of it, all this other stuff. And it ended up being him.
Yeah.
And of course he didn't survive that. There's no way he survived that. No. But like what happens, you know, she wakes up. Like she wakes up from a dream, from a nightmare. And she wakes up to her dead husband and all this other stuff that we just discussed. And it's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You know what?
Yeah.
I take that back. I won't say it's a recommendation, but if you come across it, just let it play.
There you go.
Just let it play. I'll say that. Just let it play.
Check it out.
It's worth that. It's worth it. It's worth it. If you're going through movies, if you're like, fuck, for whatever reason, if you're going through Megan Fox's movies, make sure you check this one out.
Yeah.
If you're just
one of her best ones.
Probably is. It probably is. And she was in Transformers. And I didn't hate that.
That's true. Well, I don't count that as her movie.
Very true. You know what? That's right.
That's Optimus Prime's movie.
That's the Transformers movie.
He's the main actor.
I'll give
not
you
Shia
that.
LaBeouf. I'll give you
that. Shia LaBeouf. But with that said, though, people, we're going to get on out of here. Make sure you tune into Horror Research 30 every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time live. And every Friday, technically Saturday, midnight, 12 a.m., all Eastern Time. Popcorn and Pints at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Go check out my homies over on the Scene Snobs. Go check out the Three Geeks. Check out the Z Network. Check out Smarknado. Yo, they just hit episode 201 this week, but episode 200 was earlier. Nice. Got to congratulate them on that beautiful journey. Go tune in if you like wrestling. If you don't like wrestling, I don't even watch wrestling when I check out their podcast. I look forward to it every fucking week. You should too, but I'm out of here. Again, Horror with Sir Sturdy. Go give it a like. Go give it a looky loop tomorrow.
And Mike, thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate you, Mike. Appreciate you, bro. Got to get you on here one of these nights to review some horror with us. Don't be scared. And Blue Sunshine. Tune in for that. Make sure you're here.
Did we watch that? We reviewed that?
Okay. But on March 2nd, 12 a.m., myself and Jeffrey. My cousin Jeffrey will be reviewing that shit. It is. And that's why I wanted to see it again. And it's perfect for Sturdovision. You're going to see a lot of more.
It is. That is perfect for your Sturdovision. That's true.
And I'm going to let you guys know that people will be kung fu fighting on Sturdovision in the near future. What does that mean? Tune in and find out. I'll see you in your nightmares. Peace.
Peace.